I have already loaded up a shiur this week about Yom Kippur, but I want to still also put up a shiur on Ha'azinu, because Ha'azinu is such a yesoidistic pasha. The truth is that to say on Ha'azinu at this point for me is both very easy and both very hard, because I've been working on Ha'azinu now for almost a year, trying to write a little safer on Ha'azinu. So it's difficult to say what to say over, what not to say over. Perhaps in the coming weeks we'll come back to some of the themes. I'll have to figure it out. I'd like to use today simply to stellen weg a background of what Ha'azinu really is. I'm going to read from the Ramban. The Ramban has a sort of a closing statement on Ha'azinu, and I'll read from that and take it from there. So the Ramban says like this: Zeh ha'dovo boro. It's absolutely clear ki al ha'geulohu asido yaftiach, that the end of Ha'azinu, when it finishes off, Harninu Goyim Amo Kidam Avodov Yikom, and so on, so that is talking about the Geula of the Melech HaMashiach. Ala Geula Hu Asido Yavtiach Ki Bevinyan Bai Sheini Loi Harninu Goyim Amo. It says that the Goyim are going to praise us from Loshon Rino. The Goyim will praise his people, but in Bai Sheini they didn't. Rak Lo Agu Aleim, they made fun of them. Ma HaYehudim Hamim Lolim HaOysa, what are these crazy Jews doing over here back in Eretz Yisrael? And even our princes were avodim by the Hechon Melech Bovel. Bekulam Meshubodim Loi. Of Yomim Oheim Lo Heshiv Nokom Letzorov, of Lo Chipeh Ad Mosai Amoi. That's the last posuk in the Shira. None of the beautiful things that it says in the last posuk were Niskayim by the Shivas Tzion when they came back from Bovel. So to what must it refer? It must refer to the Geula of the Melech HaMashiach. Another Ramban says some very important statements about the Malchus of the Melech HaMashiach. V'hinei, ein b'shiru hazois t'nai b'tshuva v'avoida. It doesn't say anywhere in Ha'azinu that in order to get the happy ending to which Ha'azinu travels, that in order to have that, we have to do tshuva and to serve the Rebbeinu Sholem. It doesn't say that. Rak hishta edus shnaaseh horo ois v'nuchal. The Ha'azinu is chock full of edus that we will do the most terrible things, ushahu yizborach yase bona b'techochas chema, and that the Rebbeinu Sholem is going to punish us very, very severely, aber lo yashpiz zichreinu. But he promises not to wipe us out. The Yoshev Yisnachem, and in the end he's going to have Rachmonis on us. Min ha'oivim b'chaboy ha'koshev ha'gedoyle v'chazoka. He's going to punish the people who had given us such a hard time. V'yichapel chatoseinu l'man shemo. In Cain, Hashiro hazois haftocho mevueres b'geulo ho'asido al kochom shel minim. There is going to be a Yeshua. Mashiach is going to come. V'kach hizkiru b'sifri g'doylo shiro sheyesh bo achshav v'yesh bo l'sheover v'yesh bo l'osed lover v'yesh bo l'olam hazeh v'yesh bo l'olam habog. That's what the Sifri says, that Ha'azinu is an unbelievable document because it has everything. It teaches us about our present situation, about our past, about our future, about Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. And please note that it does that in 43 psukim. So this is a very, very mysterious piece of Torah, this Ha'azinu, to be oimed on what exactly its function is, how we are supposed to use it, and so on. And the Ramban goes on over here that it has all these things in it, although it's really relatively small. So he says a very interesting thing. He says, "Ve'ilu hoiso hashiru hazois michtav echad min hachoizim bekarchovim." If some kind of witch doctor would have written this shira, shehigit mereishes acharis, kein hoyoruyim lahamin. We ought to believe him, even if he's a witch doctor. Why? The nation is kaima kol dvorei adheno. Ramban says in his time, every single prat of what Ha'azinu said would happen, did happen. So apparently this chayzer bekarchovim is a smart guy. He has good sources. So loy nofal dover. So fact is, of course, it wasn't the witch doctor who said it, it was Moshe Rabbeinu, Mipidu Rebbeinu Shlalom. So Hazino is a document which contains unbelievable material, which up to the time of the Ramban, and of course in our own Tekufa, we see how the things of which Hazino talks are niskayim, absolutely taka, in every single prat. And that is what Hazino is. That's what the Ramban says. So you see how important it is to get a handle on what exactly Hazino is doing and what is it teaching us. I mean, this is obviously not for one shir, but I want to stell sich up on one particular prat. We hear from the Ramban now that it's ke'ilu like a history of Klal Yisrael. There are all kinds of stories of people who found themselves the Ramban, there's a story that he had a Talmud, he was a Rosh, whatever it is, and he came and said, you said everything is in Hazino, where am I in Hazino? So he showed him Amati Afeya Mashbiso Men of Zichram Avne, his name was. So it's right there where the Torah talks. He was a Rosh. So where the Torah talks, where the Amati Afeya Mashbiso Men of Zichram, where the Torah talks about smashing the Roshoim, that is where the name Avne is Murumas. L'Havdil Elef Havdolah, somebody showed me, I forget now exactly the words, where Satna Rov, Kloy Kedushas, the Satna Rov, found himself mamish, where it talks about the Akanos later on, how the Rebbeinu is going to be Mekane against everybody who deserves that there should be Kanos against them, and there it says his name Yoel. The Mayudike Sachen. So Hazino is Hazino is Hazino. That's it's a Mayudike Sach. I want to pinpoint more exactly what history does it say. And I'll tell you why I came to this problem and why I think that it's an important thing to be Mevarer. Now, just as a Ma'amah HaMuzga, we're not using Hazino the way the Rebbeinu Shem said we should use Hazino nowadays. And it's just a Pasha in the Torah, it sits in the Oren HaKodesh, and when it's time to bring it to Leinit, we bring it out and then we put it back. The descriptions of what the Rebbeinu Shlalom wanted to be done with Hazino, which he says in Vayelech, it's all not for this one shir today. That's one of the problems that needs solving. What happened to Hazino? If you read the Torah in Vayelech, it seems that the Rebbeinu Shlalom had a much, much more active role in mind for Hazino than it's getting in our Tkufa nowadays, and one has to know why that is so. But the Ramban says, he brings the Sifri, Sheyesh Bom Achshav, Ova, Osid, Olamazel, Ars. So it sounds like a complete history of Klal Yisrael. Now I want to argue, and that's the Teuchen of what the Shia today is about, that of course it's true that the Ashira looks towards the Yomai Samashiach, that the last posuk, Harninu Goyim Amo, Kidam Avod of Yikam, Benokam Yoshev Lutzora, Bechiperat Moso Amo, there's no suffering at all that is looking towards the Yomai Samashiach. Still, I want to argue that it's not like it looks at the first moment, namely a complete story of world history, of Klal Yisrael's history, running from the beginning of time till Yomai Samashiach, and that the end is a description of Yomai Samashiach. I don't think that the end is a description of Yomai Samashiach. I think it is taking place in Yomai Samashiach, but I don't think that it's the total description of Yomai Samashiach, and I'll tell you why. What is the last posuk in the Shira? Harninu Goyim Amoy, that the Goyim are going to sing praises to his people, to us. Kidam Avod of Yikam, when the Rebbeinu Shlalom is finally takes vengeance of all the blood of his Avodim that was shed. V'nokom Yoshev L'tzorov V'chiper Ad Mosoi Amo. It's a Meyerdeke Pasuk. But you know, for years and years and years, even before I thought about writing on Hazino, it always bothered me. Is that what we're waiting for? That Harninu Goyim Amo, I know a lot of Goyim out there. I don't know so many Goyim, but the Goyim I do know, I haven't got the least ambition that one day they should sing my praises or to sing the praises of Klal Yisrael. I mean, what do we need that for? Is that what we're waiting for, Yemais HaMashiach, that the Goyim should praise us? Sounds so strange. That's not what we're waiting for. So it's true, the Ramban is absolutely right. It's never happened, so it has to mean that's going to be when Mashiach comes. Oh, but to touch up, that's Yemais HaMashiach, it doesn't sort of resonate with me that should be Yemais HaMashiach. So, just to be sure that I'm not sort of completely crumb, I looked in the Rambam, you know, the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Melachim, the last Perek in the Rambam. So it talks about the Yemais HaMashiach, what's going to be. It's kedai to learn these last two halachas in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Melachim, halacha Dalet and Hey. Loi nisabu hanaviyam vachachomim Yemais HaMashiach. We're not waiting for Yemais HaMashiach. Loi kedai shiyishlutu al kol ha'olam. That's not our ambition, that we should be masters over the whole world. Not that we're going to be able to enslave the Goyim. That's not what we're waiting for. And now, hold your hats. And not that the Amim should say, wow, what a great people they are. That's b'diyuk what the Pasuk is saying in Hazinu. Harninu Goyim Amr. And the Rambam says, b'feirush, that's not what we're waiting for. We're not waiting that the Goyim should raise us up on the pedestal. And then comes the famous ending of the Rambam. Everybody's going to have enough, so he'll have a cup to be able to sit down and learn. And that's that's what my Yemais HaMashiach is. There's no remez in that last pasuk to all that. What's Shaitan about learning and about Molor, it's Deus Hashem, Kamayim, Layom, Mechasim, Mapitam? It doesn't say anything over there about that. So, how are we to understand that? So I think that Poshut, what I'm saying is very, very simple, Pshuta Shel Mikra. But Hazinu is such a shvere fashion in the Torah that very few of us know Pshuta Shel Mikra. I surely don't know Pshuta Shel Mikra, even at this stage. But I do have an opinion on this. So I'll share it with you, and you'll either accept it or not. You should have to do your own thinking. But I'll tell you what I think. You know that the Shene in Hazinu, which Lani is writing, is a sifurna, that the real Shiva starts with Zechoyo Mois Olam. The first six psukim are sort of introduction to the Shiva, and then you get the real Shiva. So what does it say over there? Zechoyo Mois Olam, Binu Shinois Doivoda, Sha'alo Vicho Viagedecho Zekeinecho Biyan Lulach. I want you to get a sense of history by asking your fathers and your grandfathers. Then the pasuk goes on. B'hamcheil Elyon Goyim, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave the Goyim their Yerusha, Nachalo is a Yerusha, B'hamcheil Elyon Goyim, B'hafrido B'nei Adam, that's by the Doi HaLogo, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam separated humankind into different nations, Yatzev Gevulos Amim L'mispar B'nei Yisrael, he made the boundaries of the nations. That means that when he was Yotze, whatever the right word is, when he made the nations, he made how many nations? That's how Rashi learns that that he made the number of the nations. As many as there were B'nai Yisrael who went down with Yaakov to Mitzrayim. That's how many nations there are. So there's 70 Amim, we know it from all over, that is the Indian of Shivim Amim. And wow, isn't that interesting? That those 70 Amim are connected to the 70 Nefesh, which came down with Yaakov to Mitzrayim. Now, you try writing a world history in 43 verses. Not an easy task. You're beyond anything that anybody can understand. But one thing is clear, that if you're going to write it in 43 psukim, you're not going to waste any psukim on trivia. What if there's 70 nations and 70 people came down with Yaakov to Mitzrayim? Is that something that needs to be one of the 43 psukim of world history? I mean, what's going on over here? Why is that so important? So there's only one answer to that. The answer to that is that it is important. And it's so important. And it's the yesod of everything. And that is the answer. So what is going on over here? Nochamot. Bahamchel Elyon Goyim, Bahafridor B'nei Yodom, Yatsev Gubulo Samim L'mispar B'nei Yisrael. When the Rebbeinu Shel made nations, you know how many he made? As many as the Mispar B'nei Yisrael who went down from Yaakov to Mitzrayim. So what? Why is that important? Okay, so I think that the pshat is like this. It's very important. It's so important that it's the yesod of everything. 70, for that you have to learn Maral, you know, the significance of all the numbers. You know, the Maral is a very, very carefully worked out system of the numbers. And don't want to get into that now because it's going to take longer than the Shia should take now. Let's take it for granted that Shivim is a number which is a composite of all possible possibilities. In other words, the way the numbers work, 70 means a totality. For example, Shivim, the Sanhedrin Shel Shivim Ve'echad. It means that besides our Bezdin, you have to have 70. Why 70? What's absurd 70? The answer is because the Sanhedrin needs to understand the case which is in front of it, and so you can have this idea, you can look at it this way and this way. The totality is 70. That 70 stands for, of course it's not mathematically true, there can be all numbers, but in the Torah's number system, 70 stands for something which is total. It's just so it says, 10 times 7, and 10 in the base 10 mathematics, which is what the Torah uses. So 10 stands for Shlemus. So 10 times 7, which is also a very significant number, that's what it is. It's a totality. It's an integrated totality. Shivim Loshon, Shivim Amamin, Shivim the Sanhedrin, Shivim Tomorim, over there by when they came out of Mitzrayim. 70 is a big deal. So it's a totality. What steht in the Torah? Steht in the Torah that when human history started, the way human history was going to be after the Day of Flogger, so the Rebbeinu Shlom had two groups in mind. He had a group in mind whose identity, whose metzias, whose definition is kosher to their land, Behanchel Elyon Goyim, Behafrido B'nei Odam. I want 70 nations. What touches up those nations? What defines those nations? Behanchel, the Nachalot, the countries which they have, the lands which they have. See, in a Maimon Musga, that's where all the Avodah Zorah came from later. Because each nation worshipped the gods of its particular country. This is my country, this is my culture, this is who I am, and whom do I have to give a Yasher Koyach to? Not some bodiless god whom I've never seen, who I've never touched, and I can't deal with him, but my local little idol whom I have at the edge of my field, and every time I come to my field to do some sowing or plowing, I genuflect to him and I say, look, Mr. God, help me, and so on, and he's doing a great job. You see, the land is fertile. That is what the Shivim Amamim are about. They are a country-based concept. The 70 nations were 70 country-based ideas. And that's Keneged the Shivim Nefesh. And we are not country-based, you hear? Because we are not country-based. And that's why the next pasuk says, Yatzev Gubulos Amim L'mispar B'nei Yisrael. Why? Ki Chelek Hashem Amo. Because we are the Chelek Hashem. So we're not defined by the country in which we are. We are defined by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yaakov Chevel Nachaloso, and what goes on? Yimtzeihu Be'eretz Midbar. They don't need a country. They became an Am Hashem. The Mamlechus Koyanim v'Goy Kodesh were in the Midbar. Yimtzeihu Be'eretz Midbar. V'sohu Yilel Yishimon. World history is the Chachila Aveckestelt on the basis that there has to be jealousy in the world. It's like a Mayur de Gesach when you think about it. This is the beginning of history. This is the beginning of history that there is a Hisnaktus between the Umas HaOilam and Kal Yisrael, because the Umas HaOilam weren't stupid. And they saw that as individual human beings, they didn't have the chashivas. They had the chashivas mitzat their country. They had the chashivas mitzat their culture, the one which grew up in that country which was assigned to them. That's where they had the chashivas. That's where they make their mark in history. And here there's a little uppity Klal Yisrael who say, ha ha ha, each one of us, each individual, and it didn't need any country. It didn't need anything. Yimtzeihu Be'eretz Midbar. And each one of us is a 70. Where you are only a 70 because of the country in which you live, we are the country, we are the 70. Each one of us, each one constitutes a chelik of that 70. It's a moiradi gezach. But I think that built in to that yesoid of how the Ribbono Shel Olam starts off history lies all the terrible sorrows of which Hazina talks later on. Because we couldn't handle that. That's the sad, sad story of Hazina. So it tells there how the Ribbono Shel Olam took us to Eretz Yisrael and he gave us everything beautiful. Yakiveh Albomo Seoretz, Vayochel Tenu Vasoda, Vayenikeh Tvash Misela, Vashem Mechal Mishtur, Chemas Boker, Chalev Tzoyns, Tutzach up every luxury. And what happens? Vayishman Yeshuvan Vayochel. They couldn't handle it. In the Midbar it was okay. But once they lived among the Goyim, so then the culture of the Goyim, that it's much more convenient than having one Goyim, Ribbono Shel Olam, in the heaven somewhere, and untouchable, untalkable, and this and that, have your local gods and everything is going to be okay. That's a very sad story. But you see over here that in that posuk of Bahamchel Elyon Goyim Bahafridov B'nei Odom Yatzev Kevulos Amim Lemispar B'nei Yisrael, in that posuk, states the yesoid of all the terrors and horrors of the redifus of Klal Yisrael in history. Does nemtze from that pasuk. And you know what? Relative to that issue, what does Yemos HaMashiach do? Haninu Goyim Amorim. That's exactly what the logical ending is. The logical ending is Haninu Goyim Amorim. That in the end, when Mashiach comes, the Goyim will say, you know what? We were jealous of you. We hated you. We were rid of you. We tortured you. Everything we did to you. But you know what? Now we see that you were right. Haninu Goyim Amo, Kidam Avod of Yikam. In other words, the beginning of the Shira, again, the Sifuna says, I mentioned before, that the first six psukim are an introduction. So the beginning of the Shira proper is Zechayim Ha'Yisraelim Bina Shonai Stolvodah. Remember, what did they have to remember? They have to remember that they're different. Rabbi said, we have to be different. It's easy for me to say. There's a whole bunch about America that I like very much. I like the language. I like this. I like that. But that's not what the Ribbono Shel Olam really wanted from us. What the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted from us is that we should be different, we should understand that. Yimtzeihu Be'eretz Midbar. Why should you be interested in the culture of a landed society? You're not a landed society. Eretz Yisrael is like Eretz Mitzrayim. You have to learn the pasuk in Akef. It's a Moyer Gazel. I'll call upon him. I think so that's very good. So that, of course, that's only going to take place in Yom HaMashiach. Let's push it. But that's not an uptouch of Yemais HaMashiach. If you want to have an uptouch of Yemais HaMashiach, you've got to look at the Rambam. But you want to know what is the end of the history, in as much as history can be defined as the constant reibung, the constant I can't think of the word right now, the rubbing against each other, getting on each other's nose, goyim, the halofi she'es of soines, Yaakov, where does all this sinner come from? It all comes from this Yisrael. That Yatsev Kibbutz Amim and Zabne Yisrael, we got to have Derech Eretz from learning Rashi. Rashi just is a throwaway line in Rashi. Oh, you know what it means? Hamchel Elyon Goyim, Mizvam Neisrael, the Shiv Nefesh. So then, what did Rashi think we were going to do with that? I'm sure he thought what we were going to do with that more than most of us do with it, and certainly what I've been doing with it for the last umpteen years. It never struck, oh, it's so that's how it was. And I didn't even stop to ask myself this stupid question, what, how can that be? How can you be? If you're writing a world history in 43 psukim, you're going to just say like an interesting idea. Oh, that was 70, that was 70. How nice. That's Nishtaza. That's the Yesod. That is the Yesod. And that's the first thing that we have to understand. We have to understand our history. And what is Hazina telling me? What is our history? Our history is that we have to understand that Yimtzeiyu be'eretz midbar u'v'soyu yuleil yeshimayim, how to touch ourselves up. Who are we? What are we? In understanding who we are and what we are lies the answer to the question, and where are we heading? What are we supposed to do? It's a moedah de'gezach. But the yesod of it is to understand, first of all, what, that's no seal to the Ramban that we read before. All the Ramban says, it's clear that it's taking place in Yemais HaMashiach. They didn't praise us before, so our Korach, Hanina Goyim Amay, has to be later. Or the Ramban doesn't explain what's so great about Hanina Goyim Amay. Maybe he felt it, maybe that's the truth, but what I said, or maybe wrong, it's one of the two things. But I'm more inclined to say that that's the truth of Shul Mikra. Because otherwise there's no reason why the Pasuk should tell us Bahan Chel Elyon Goyim. So maybe we'll tuck a stick to Hazina a little bit and talk to some of the Yesodos, which we can learn from there. But in the meantime, this is a good Haskolah. So in case any of you hear this still before Yom Kippur, Nochamol Gemach Hasima Toimah. If after Yom Kippur, should be Zoycha to Chag Sameach, Yisam Ach Sameach, Sukkos, the running from Ufroi Saleinu Sukkos Shlomecha. You know, David Hashem Oyri V'Yishi. Yishi is a Yom HaKippurim, that the Yeshua, the Rabban Shem says, Hashem Oyri v'Yishi, Oyri b'Rosh Hashanah, Yishi v'Yom HaKippurim. That's what it is. So on Yom Kippur, if we're Zoycha to a Geula, what does Klal Yisrael do with its Geula? Baruch Ato Hashem, we say b'Amarev, Goal Yisrael. Broch of the Gula, the Rabban Shem took us out of Mitzrayim. And now what do we do? Hashkivei Hashem Elokeinu L'sholam. Ufrois Oleinu Sukkas Shvemecha. We take our freedom and we run to the Sukkah. Into the tail of the Rabban Shem, which the Rabban Shem casts over us. So Moir de Gezach, this Hemsha from Yom Kippur to Sukkot, no, that's another story. But in the meantime, that is a Hasola on Hazino, and in Yitz Hashem, maybe we will go on in this sugya a little bit. Wish everybody Gemach Hasino.